Hello and welcome to day number 9 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. I am so glad that you're on this journey with me, and I hope that these prayer tips that we're giving each day is helpful to you. And today we want to go back and revisit a verse that I read yesterday, which is John chapter 17, verse 1. It says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he said, Father, the hour has come. The hour for what? The hour for him to go to the cross to pay for the sins of all of mankind and then to rise from the dead to defeat the power of sin, Satan, and death. The hour had come, and his prayer is glorify your son that the son may glorify you. Very interesting. He's saying glorify me so that in glorifying me, I might glorify you. And that's an incredible thing. And then he goes on and talks about eternal life and how God glorifying him is going to lead to eternal life for others. And I think that's a great reminder. Now listen, you and I, we're not Jesus. We're not perfect, okay? But I think a similar prayer we should be praying. We should be asking God, God, may my life glorify you. Why? So that others might come to know you. And so that's our prayer tip for today is take time daily to pray that your life would glorify God so that others may come to know him. Do you take time every day and just stop? And maybe when you start your day and just say, as I start, you know, as I head off to work, Father, please glorify your name in me, Father. May my life bring you glory today to those around us. How many of us are intentionally praying that our life might glorify God so that others may come to know him? We should be praying for people that don't know Jesus in our life. And one of the things that we can be praying is that our life would glorify him, that we would be an example to those around us. As St. Francis Assisi said, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. Our life is oftentimes our greatest witness to who Jesus is. And then to follow that up as they're seeing something different in our life, to follow that up then with sharing with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's my prayer tip is make sure that you're taking time daily to ask God to glorify your life so that you might have an opportunity to share Christ with those around you. Let's pray. Father, I pray for all that are watching this or listening to this, Father, and for myself as well. May we glorify you with our actions, with our words, with our lives, the things that we say, the thoughts that we have, Lord. Glorify your name in us so that others around us might come to know you as Savior. I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that's an encouragement and challenge to you. Pray that your name might glorify, that your life might glorify God this week. Thanks for joining me. Join me tomorrow, day 10 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.